Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Cultural Services Historic Preservation and Tree Advisory Board. It's Monday, April 7th, 2025. Please stand with a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Stephanie.
Ms. LaBarre?
Here.
Ms. Keese?
Here.
Mr. Schaefer?
Here.
Ms. Finch?
Here.
Ms. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Canny? We have a quorum with five members present.
Thank you. The adoption of the agenda. Did everyone get a chance to look over the agenda for today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Seeing none, move on to approval of the minutes of March 3rd.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second.
No questions on it then? Okay. Then we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that passes unanimously. Cultural Service Board update. Jackie.
Thank you. So I just want to give you a quick update regarding the meeting time change request that was made at last meeting. Staff is working to present this at the May Town Council meeting for their approval, and we will certainly send you an update once that's been approved and passed and when that first meeting will be at the 10 o'clock requested.
Thank you so much. I thought you forgot about us.
No, never.
But I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. And then lastly, the upcoming events. Easter is the 19th, and Ponce Preserves the Planet had to be moved to April 26th. Many vendors had a conflict with the original date on the 5th, so we are very excited to have 11 vendors, and as well as native plants for sale by two vendors. So we're pretty excited about that. And that's all I have.
Oh, very good. Any questions for Jackie? Seeing none, Public Works update. Steve.
Good evening, Board.
Good evening.
Ponce Preserve Boardwalk is open.
Yay.
Yay.
Got that done, and it's open, and people are using it and going up and down on it. And so glad to make that happen. Also, the boardwalk at the museum is complete, well, completed for the construction portion of it. What we're doing with the savings that we got from the money that was budgeted, we did the boardwalk, we did the top rail replacement, we replaced the steps for the boardwalk because that wasn't in there. They were rotted pretty bad. We replaced the front steps of the museum because those were rotted pretty badly. There is a, don't know if you guys noticed it, but between the boardwalk and the bathrooms, there's what looks like a long box. What that does is cover up all the AC lines that feed to the museum from the condensing units out back. They were able to redo that, and we were able to redo the lattice work underneath the bathrooms, so all that's new. And we still stayed well under budget with that.
Wow.
What we're waiting on right now is for, with that new marine grade wood that we used, it usually comes in certain amount of moisture, but usually pretty high. So we gotta give it time to dry out completely, and then we're gonna go back and stain it all. We're gonna stain the top board and the bottom board, and we're going to completely stain all the boards going to that are related to there, so it all looks the same. And then we're also looking to replace the plexiglass on the back of the old post office, right? the old post office?
Yes.
On the old post office, so it's nice and clear and you can see in there nicely.
Now, how old was that boardwalk? It wasn't that old, was it?
I'm not sure, to be totally honest.
Because I remember it opening like in 2009 or 10. So
2008 is whenever the
2008.
Museum.
2008. Mm-hmm. So this wood is better than what we had? Or
well, I made sure we used number one marine grade wood. So it's plus with the stain, and it's a stain combination sealer that we're going to put on it that should make it last a little bit longer.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good news. Good.
All right. And we're working with the original installers of the playground at Pollard, the ages 5 to 12 playground. We've gotten all the parts. They're manufacturing. They don't keep anything in stock anymore. Everything is manufactured to order. So we're waiting on the manufacturer to make the parts, and so that they will come down and install them. They're saying the lead time on that is 10 to 12 weeks. So we're going to be without that playground for a little while.
Okay.
And then, tomorrow, the tower at Ponce Preserve, Wagner Restoration is going to be out there. He's going to be sanding and using some materials to get rid of all of the graffiti. And then once he gets all that done, I'm going to go out there and take a look at it with him. And then he's going to use a sealer, a nice, thick, hard sealer. So if somebody decides they want to spray something, we just go and wipe it off. Don't have to worry about it soaking into the wood no more.
Oh, good.
We got the bids in for Tim Aquan to do the piling repair of that boardwalk as well as the boat ramp. Unfortunately, the pricing, they only got two bidders and both of them were way out of the park. So I will be looking at redoing the bid documents, making sure that everything is written so nobody can say, well, what about this, what about that? We did have a lot of questions, a lot of addendum. Didn't seem to help, but, yeah, the pricing is out of this world. So we will be rebidding that to try and get that done.
Okay. Any questions for Steve?
Oh, and just so everybody knows, also, we've got two projects going on this week. We've had to bring in some temp labor to help us with. We will be working in Ponce Preserve to get all of the dead foliage and mainly the palm fronds that are along that South Peninsula walk. Mm-hmm. Getting that out of there today. We're going to be doing some other work that in our walkthroughs with Miss Jackie, we've gotten a nice list going. And we're going to be making Ponce Preserve look better, as well as while we're doing that, we're also going to be down at Davies Park pressure washing for the next 3 days. The caterpillar takeover is here, and it's gotten pretty bad down there. So we're going to start by spraying the pressure washing all of the playground and then move to everywhere around in the park, because there are thousands and thousands and thousands of them down there.
Okay. Well, you're very busy, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No questions? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, moving on to old business. There's none. New business, a discussion on building a rainbow bridge within the Ponce Happy Trails Dog Park. Miss Jackie.
Yes, thank you. At the February 20th Town Council meeting, a local resident, Debbie Dorino, proposed the installation of a rainbow bridge and a sign posted with an accompanying rainbow bridge poem within Ponce's Happy Tales Dog Park. Rainbow bridges are structures that provide a dedicated space for pet owners to memorialize their pets by hanging collars and leashes as a tribute. Within my report, I have provided details of the proposed structure and placement of the bridge and sign. Not included in my report, Mr. Reno also wishes to place a statue of a dog near the bridge to represent Ponce, as we cannot move his current statue located outside the park fence. And she would like him represented near the bridge. Mr. Reno has secured a donation from a local construction company to cover the full cost of the bridge and building it. Ponce Inlet Public Works would be responsible for periodic inspections and upkeep with an anticipated budget of $250 for the first year. Future maintenance costs will be adjusted accordingly based on the design and materials used. My report also mentions staff's recommended regulations for the bridge. Staff requests the board provide its recommendation to town council on the installation of a rainbow bridge within the dog park, including regulations for memorial items. Ms. Storino is under the weather and is disappointed she cannot be here tonight, as she was looking forward to it. If the board has any specific questions for Ms. Storino, the board may request this item be tabled to a later meeting.
I have a question. Is it time?
Yes, okay. Definitely.
Because it looks like they're putting it way in the back of the dog park. Mm-hmm. But when we have those really high tides, doesn't it flood kind of back there? So wouldn't it, because I started looking at other places that have rainbow, and they kind of put it out, like there's a place right by the dog statue, right outside the gate, and then people, because people don't always pick up the poop back there, so you're walk trudging through it, and you can't see it with the mulch, you know? Mm-hmm. So if they put it out there, it would be right there, instead of, you know, back there in the wet and the damp and everything else. That was just my suggestion. And also another idea besides the leashes and the collars, one place does tags and they sell them and they have them engraved, kind of like the Veterans Memorial down there, mm-hmm. you know, and that way they're just on there. So, which is a suggestion.
If I may, I agree. I think the idea is a lovely idea. As a dog lover, I think it's wonderful. But when you look at the picture of the leashes and the car, I mean, it's really chaotic, and it's Florida. All that's going to disintegrate. I agree with Debbie. Actually, I checked on Amazon. You can get a 3-inch by 1-inch engravable plaque for, like, they run from $4.99 to $6.99. And the board could be wherever we put the sign for the rainbow bridge. And this way it looks nice. And if, you know, the bottom line is if town comes in and removes some of the leashes, and then we're going to have complaints, why was my dog's leash removed? This way it looks nice, and I think it'll be a good impression. And that, so I do agree.
Are we, or is somebody allowed to, because wherever it was I was looking, this,
can you get up to
me? This town I was looking at, and I don't remember where it was. They were selling them.
Yes, I saw that.
You saw that one?
I saw that one, too.
Selling what, the bridge?
Selling these, they're, the you know, like little rabies tag things, and then they put them all over the bridge. And actually, they filled up one bridge, and they started another bridge. But, and it looked very neat, and it's there. It's not like they're going to deteriorate or anything, but are we allowed, or is the town allowed, or is somebody allowed to, how would we sell them? Or would people just order them offline and then have them put on?
So one, staff would have to research that a little bit more. We weren't prepared for that aspect, but it does also dive into the reason why we don't have memorial benches, because of freedom of speech. Anybody can put anything on there, and we can't say no. Mm-hmm. So that might dive into that aspect as well.
I have to agree. I think that this, the picture of this is overwhelming.
Yeah.
And you're talking about being in a damp, dark place. Mm-hmm. So the mold and everything else is going to be all over it. So I don't like the idea of hanging things off of that. I did see the exact, what you were talking about, these discs that they can buy and put their names on, or the name of their dog, which I can see what you're saying. Some of these leashes and collars I saw in pictures also had the dog collar on with the dog's name on it. Are we then getting into that where you're not allowed to have a memorial with a person's name? I understand the thought behind it. I just don't know if I'm concerned about what it's going to look like years down the road. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I had some questions regarding the actual structure. You know, I saw that it was 8 by 4 feet approximately. But I was wondering, she said it would be donated, and I was wondering if there would be a design that someone would have to sign off on to make sure that there would be no liability issues on the bridge.
Certainly. So yeah. Any bridge or structures that are built on town property have to go through a permitting process, which they would have to turn in design.
And, you know, that would be important because, you know, you wouldn't want to have something that would cause animals or children to get hurt. But, you know, I had some other questions, too. And I like the idea of the medallions or medals, so that sounds like a lot smarter idea than collars, actually.
Well, while we're on that question about the tags, I mean, if you couldn't say that they had to be just the name of the dog and the date, like from 1968 to, you know, that they lived or whatever like that.
You know, I think the question becomes who's going to police it. I mean, I don't know who would be, you know, monitoring that, you know, to make sure that everything was appropriate and met the rules.
Well, you'd have to
the
buy
question.
Steve would be in charge of that.
Steve would
I think.
Be Jackie. No.
Aren't dogs required to be licensed in town?
Yeah, that's correct.
So why couldn't there be a cross reference from the licensing to the plaque?
And we have to research all of this. This has okay. not been discussed in how to purchase it. We don't sell tags. I don't know if we can. That'd be a whole completely different discussion.
Or they buy the tags and are given instructions that the tag has to be 1 inch by 3 inches or whatever and engraved with the dog's name. And before they can put the tag up, they have to go to the registration, whoever deals with registrations for dogs in town. And that would solve your problem.
Don't you think people are still going to just put a collar up when they see a bridge?
You know.
And then I liked what you had said that, you know, the town would be able to monitor it and take off the ones and that type thing. But I'm just concerned about that. I understand. I love the little poem that they have. Even having a poem there would be fine with me. I'm not sure we need the bridge is what I'm saying. I think we're opening ourselves up to a lot of liabilities with this.
I like the idea of a sign. That sounds like it would be good so that way people could honor their pets, but we wouldn't incur a lot more work for us or money in maintenance. Or, you know, I read about the one at Lake Luna.
Is that Lake Lure.
Lake Luna in North Carolina that was destroyed by the hurricane. And I can imagine that would be like a double whammy for people who'd lost a pet. You know, to go and see that their collar for their animal was gone, too.
I think the tags are a lot better idea than a bridge at all, you know, with possibly the poem. As far as the poem itself, the signage, would Ponce Inlet pay for that?
Yeah, this poem that was in the reference, they're very cheap on Amazon to buy that size. It's a pretty small Amazon style.
Any ideas about how much that would cost?
It's under $50. Oh, it's very cheap.
Wow.
And you know, you could put a note on there, you know, if you wish to put a tag on for the in memory of your dog, put it at a certain location. I think, you know, that way they know using tags rather than, because I agree as far as collars and everything else, it just gets unmanageable.
And then with it being back in the back where it gets wet.
It's going to be worse.
Putting it right out front where people can see it if you're going to do that. Or you could put a board and then people put things, that, you know.
Just a kind of a memory board. You know, for your pet. I think that would be a lot better idea.
Why not just a picture of the bridge?
Yeah, I agree.
On the sign, put a picture of the
bridge.
And then we don't have to worry about
rather than the bridge itself.
It solves the problem.
The bridge itself.
Yeah.
It solves the problem.
Some of the places I saw, they actually have like a little creek, so they had a bridge anyway. No. You know,
I can understand that.
Yeah,
if you
that makes
that,
sense.
But, you know, I think that adding it to our park is going to open us up to a lot of problems.
Yeah. And it's our maintenance, too. I mean, it's our public works people that are going to get stuck maintaining it, and then...
They get their hands full as it is.
Exactly.
Some of these are bigger towns where they have...
And bigger parks.
And bigger parks.
Yes, exactly.
So I guess we can get a consensus.
Yes, if I can get a wrap of a consensus.
Before we do that, I want to go back to what Jackie said about freedom of speech and what is the concern there I'm not aware of.
So this was before my time, but we used to have a memorial bench program, and it got a little out of hand. Some people were starting to suggest crude language be put. The lawyer, our town attorney, was involved, and he strongly recommended that we do not continue a memorial bench problem or program because of the issues that we're incurring, because anybody can put any words on there, and we can't say no because that's denying them freedom of speech.
Wait a minute. Then how is the veterans...
That is not associated with the town. So the Veterans Association sells...
Oh, so they can do it because it's not associated with the town.
We just manage the Veterans Memorial. The Veterans Memorial Association runs and sells those bricks.
But it is on Pont's property.
Correct.
But if Debbie wanted to do that herself and sell the little things, then it wouldn't be the town?
Again, I'd have to research that. I wasn't prepared to answer any of these specific...
Surprise.
No, it's fine. This would be more of a research-based question.
I remember when I bought a brick in memory of someone, the Veterans Association had to approve the wording. So that it's different.
Right.
And it creates another layer of work for the town.
Mm-hmm. Right. It does.
Right. Well, let's start with first, I think, let's talk about whether or not you want to send to council an okay or from our board that they build a bridge there, that a bridge be put there. Would that make sense, doing that?
So you're requesting by consensus to send to council that a bridge should not be built there? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I was going to say, should it be? Should we?
So,
are we for a bridge there?
So I think what the board should recommend is a recommendation to the council and not proposing questions. Whatever you guys would like to recommend is what would be brought to council. If you don't recommend a bridge in the park or not.
Could we, and it might not be today. I mean, maybe there's something else that can be done besides building a bridge and hanging all these leashes on it. I don't know what, but...
Well, maybe we should address the bridge first,
yes.
And whether or not
right.
we think the bridge yes. is appropriate.
Yes.
And
do
just
we
talk
think
about the bridge,
right.
and then maybe
just talk about the bridge itself. Do you feel that we should have an 8x whatever bridge put in the park?
Well, part of me was going, I don't think it should be way back there. That's just stupid, in the wetlands.
Right. But just the bridge itself.
Part of me was like, but if that she was paying for everything and wanted to put a little bridge in, I was like, whatever made her happy, but it doesn't do anything for me.
The town would have to maintain it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't like that part. I don't like that part because they have enough to do.
Right.
My position is no bridge.
Yeah, same as mine.
Mine.
I was kind of saying that in a different way. No bridge.
Okay, so consensus, no bridge. Would you like to make any consensus on the alternative ideas and have staff research that and bring it back to another meeting? Would you like to table it and whenever Mr. Reno can come and discuss different ideas?
I think so.
What about the sign? Okay, how about discussing the sign?
I think that we should ask
Deb,
Jackie, the town, to research just a sign. You know, I know this bridge was important to a few people, and I don't want to just throw it out, and I understand why they wanted it, but I don't think it's appropriate for our park. But I think that we need to recognize when these pets pass away. So my feeling is that we should not just say nothing. You know, I think that we should research more about what we can do to honor those dogs that have passed away, whether it's just a sign, something small to fit in with our town and our park there.
I agree, and I'd also like her to be able to come and be at the meeting, so if we table it, and you can do a little research.
Yeah, we certainly can.
Okay.
I like the idea of the small tags, and if you would have a sign there with some with the mention of, okay, with a rainbow bridge on the sign, and also indicate you can hang the tags at a certain area, not inside the dog park, basically outside the dog park.
Could we do it on the fence, or is that a dumb idea?
Would that interfere, Steve, would that interfere with the, if you put them on the fence?
As long as it wasn't a gate.
Yeah. Yeah, not on the gate, but on the fence itself.
You mean they could put little tags or...
Yeah.
Okay. Microphone.
You know, putting 4x4s up against the fence and then a nice large sign on those 4x4s so it's right up against the fence, like with maybe the bottom of the sign being, you know, right at the top of the fence or something, so that, you know, everybody can see it. And then, you know, I was even writing down, you know, could we do hooks so that they could put the tags on that you were talking about?
Right.
I did see that in one of them that they... One of the bridges did have hooks that you were supposed to use to hook your things on with so that it would be all uniform, which I thought was a good idea, too. I mean, we definitely can do that. I just don't want to get into any more work for anyone, right, like selling these or where do you go for it and blah, blah, blah.
I think we should put it on there that all dogs get dog tags. So the person
Use the dog tag?
Yeah, they put their dog's dog tag.
When a dog dies, you just take their...
That's a good idea,
Steve.
Take
the dog tag off their collar and put it on there.
That's a good idea.
Everybody gets a dog tag.
And then we don't have to worry about anybody doing anything inappropriate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Because there won't be anything inappropriate on it.
Yeah. Right. Depends on what they name their dog, though.
What?
Depends on what they name their dog.
True.
Okay, so if I may kind of wrap up what I'm hearing a consensus. No to a bridge inside or outside of the park. A sign that staff will research to go outside of the park on the fence to hang up tags that are either by registration or whenever they have passed away, using those same ones with a poem as well.
Yes.
Is that by consensus?
Yes.
And I just wanted to think about how big this area would be. Could they just go in? I mean, Steve mentioned having the 4x4, or would they be able to put it on the fence anywhere they wanted to, or, okay, I mean, literally on the fence?
So restricting it within an area on the fence.
Yes, I would think we should, yes.
Okay. Yeah, they could do the fence that along Peninsula, as long as it's not all these collars and leashes, but the little tags down by the sidewalk.
Okay. I have that down as consensus.
Okay, wonderful.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And this will be brought back to a later meeting so that Ms. Dorino can be part of the conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, moving on now to public participation. Seeing none, board and staff discussion. Anyone from the board have anything?
No.
No? No? Any staff have anything else? I think we... Oh!
I'm sorry.
No, I'm kidding you, Steve. Go ahead.
And I don't know if this is the place to bring it up, and I hadn't talked to Miss Jackie about it. Sorry. What I noticed on the drive home last Thursday was four people riding their bikes onto Ponds Preserve Boardwalk. And to me, that is a big safety hazard, and I didn't know if cultural services did anything.
I think we talked about that when we first put it up, and we were all good with it. The Ponds, you know, Ponds Preserve people, we were going to let it, and there hasn't been any problems that I know of.
Steve, why is there a safety concern?
Well, because with their bikes and riding their bikes, it doesn't leave enough room for people to walk as they pass by. I mean,
I always get off my bike when I see somebody and I let them pass.
Yeah, but if somebody doesn't.
I know, but I'm so tired of being punished for what somebody might do. I mean, I follow the rules, and I can't have my dog on the beach. I follow the rules because somebody, you know, might do this. Somebody might do, I'm sorry. It's just, I used to ride my bike down at the park, you know, on the walkways down at the Lighthouse Park, and a child almost hit somebody on their bike, so now I can't do that. And I was very respectful when I would ride my bike. And I'm like, no, this is backwards. They should be punished. And
right. Well, we still have that same problem if you're walking down the sidewalk.
Oh, true.
You know, people come up behind you and don't
some
even
some of them are really
announce.
Rude. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like.
Yeah, but that, walking down the sidewalk, you can move either way. We're going down the boardwalk, there's nowhere
right.
to move. That's all I was seeing, and I didn't know if it had been discussed before.
It had been discussed. So, I mean, it's okay. been a long when we first were doing the, because I was one of the Ponds Preserve people, but so when we did talk about it back then.
Did we put a sign up saying pedestrians have the right of way on the boardwalk?
That wouldn't
because
hurt.
Because, like I say, you know, I had ridden my bike on the boardwalk also. And, you know, I always stop
I do
when
too.
I meet somebody on the boardwalk when they're walking. I just stop right there and let them pass.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you're supposed
Common
to do.
Say.
And it's just, there's those people that it doesn't matter what sign you have up
right,
or anything else. They're going to do what they want. Just like down I-4, they're going to go in and out and speed and kill somebody. But we still let people drive down I-4. I
All
know.
Right. Thank you. No, it's just something I saw and thought I'd bring it up.
No, that's fine. I didn't mean it to attack you.
No.
It was just like, oh, another privilege taken away.
No, thank you for bringing it up.
Yes.
Anything else? Well, then I guess we are adjourned at 6:01.
In fact, gee.